This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. Leaders from the seven industrialized nations are just hours away from the start of the G7 summit in Britain, where they are set to commit to sharing at least 1 billion coronavirus shots with struggling countries around the world, half of those coming from the United States and 100 million from the United Kingdom. On Thursday, U.S. President Joe Biden announced his administration is donating a 500 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine for 92 low- and middle-income countries. Biden said the donations will be made with no strings attached. French President Emmanuel Macron welcomed as great news the decision by the U.S. to donate the 500 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines to the poorest countries and said Europe should do the same. France was the first rich country to donate via COVAX, sending 100,000 doses to Mauritania in April, and Macron said that the country would donate a 500,000 doses by mid-June and 30 million doses by the end of the year. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there will be further study on reports of heart inflammation in young men and teens who have gotten the COVID vaccination. Officials say the reports are rare, and it's not yet clear if the heart inflammation they're seeing in males ages 16 to 24 is being caused by the shots. Most of the patients have fully recovered. The Centers for Disease Control is still urging people to get the shots. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Two passengers on a Royal Caribbean cruise ship have tested positive for COVID-19. Cruise operator Royal Caribbean said Thursday the two guests on the Celebrity Millennium ship tested positive during the required end of cruise testing. Royal Caribbean said the two passengers who shared a room are asymptomatic, in isolation, and are being monitored by a medical team. Royal Caribbean said its crew was fully vaccinated. Passengers were required to show proof of vaccination and negative results from a COVID test conducted within 72 hours of departure. China released photos Friday of its rover vehicle on Mars. The four pictures released by the China National Space Administration showed the upper stage of the rover and the view of the rover being rolled off its platform. China launched the spacecraft carrying the rover on Mars last month, and it's been about 3 months orbiting the red planet. China is the second country to land and operate a spacecraft on Mars after the United States. Peru finished tallying votes in the country's tight presidential contest Thursday, but no winner was declared, with electoral authorities saying they were scrutinizing a small number of ballots amid unproven claims of possible vote tampering leveled by the apparent loser. With votes from rural areas in the Peruvian embassies abroad now fully in, leftist Pedro Castillo maintained his narrow lead with 50.2% of the votes against 49.8% for conservative Keiko Fujimori, who prosecutors filed a request for her to be detained to prevent her from fleeing the country amid charges of money laundering during her two previous unsuccessful presidential campaigns. The winner of the runoff will succeed President Francisco Sagasti on July the 28th. The United States may soon look to regulate private companies, mandating higher standards for cybersecurity following a series of damaging hacks and ransomware attacks against key firms and critical infrastructure. President Biden's nominees to fill two top cyber roles in his administration warned Thursday that malign actors are currently operating with impunity and that too many private sector organizations have so far failed to take the necessary precautions. Earlier this week, the Colonial Pipeline chief, the largest pipeline operator in the U.S., told lawmakers he felt he had no choice but to pay close to $5 million to the DoDoS ransomware attack in May. For more news, VOA News.